was his film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think
Spike
about.
Lee is back. He has directed a movie that has got him an Oscar nomination for Best Director, and there's a good chance he's going to win it, and I think he should win it. His first film since Chirac to really find, well, not since Chirac. Chirac didn't find mainstream popularity, but his first film to find mainstream popularity since, I mean, his remake of Old Boy was not really, didn't really reach audiences. I mean, this is just classic Spike. He is doing, he makes a pretty restrained movie here. It's got Denzel Washington's son, John David Washington, as the lead, and the true story of a pretty impressive story here. This is about the first African-American detective in the Colorado the police department in Colorado Springs. And so he infiltrates the Ku Klux Klan, and he does this by partnering with a Jewish co-worker who pretends to be Ron Stallworth when he meets with the KKK members. And this is how they basically catch a bunch of the bad guys. And one of those bad guys is David Duke. Spoiler alert, the ending of the film. We jump to present day America, where David Duke is praising Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is talking about the Virginia white nationalist Nazi marchers there and saying there's good people on both sides, and the kind of thing that Spike Lee maybe would have led with in the past is now just hinted at, and that's just this, the mature Spike really opening up the topic at the very end in a way that's hard-hitting. If you don't end up crying at the end of this movie, then you probably didn't sit through it to begin with. It's just it's a good detective movie that keeps your interest and is a really great work of directing by Spike Lee, and acting of John Washington and Adam Driver's also spectacular. Even the Ku Klux Klan members do a pretty good job in what looks like would be like an easy place. Even Topher Grace as David Duke does a good job. It's a movie that should be seen. It's a movie that should win Best Director. It's Spike. It's the Do the Right Thing, She's Gotta Have It, Jungle Fever. Spike, who is using his cinematic tricks, his dolly cam, where he's pushing on the rails, and his intercut of live footage and modern news footage. But he does it. So he should have won Best Picture and Best Director for Malcolm X and Do the Right Thing. He maybe should have won for Do the Right Thing. He should win this year, if there is any justice in the world. He deserves to win Best Director. He's one of the best 10 directors of the last 40 years, and he deserves an Oscar.